don't know. Jerry D, depends on your kid.
And if you're part of a Cajun family, that kin could be real interesting too.
Probably, chances are your neighbor is your kin.
Yeah, that's true. Oh yes,
on both sides. We're back with Rosie on the house here, talking mortgages, financing, and equity at your house, at your home, with Harold Perkins of the Galaxy Lending Group. And we're seeing a pace right now, Harold. As a matter of fact, I told you that I hadn't seen an index as to where our appraisal rates have been, and it's good to hear we're about to back to pre-recession levels. That's awesome.
Yes.
The one study I have seen that I've been spending quite a bit of time diving into is we have something we call the remodel index, which tells us what level of activity residential remodeling is at. And the base year is 2006. We are now almost 25% beyond that pace.
Wow.
With 30% less labor. So we're seeing some non-traditional ways to get things done.
We're seeing things that are very creative and very good. We're seeing we have this happening, actually a closing that's happening on Monday. Buyers are closing on their house on Monday, but they're not going to move into the property until after the start of the year.
Yeah, who wants to move with the holidays staring you right in the face, right?
And the sellers of the house don't want to move either, but they wanted their house sold. They didn't know how long it would take to sell the house going into the holidays, and then they agreed, well, we agree to buy your house, we'll go ahead and close on it, but let's all just wait until January 1st to move. And those are things that I think that's why we're seeing an increase in activity in the fourth quarter as far as purchases and resale homes that we maybe haven't seen in years before, is that there are some sellers leasing back the property from the buyers for a short period of time just to accommodate different things and different schedules. And
in that seller's case, they can spend their equity on Christmas presents.
Exactly.
Well, Harold, we appreciate you coming in. We do still have some texts here of people that are trying to get in and visit with you. If they want to talk about their personal situation at their home, refinancing, combining lines of credits, forward loaning against future remodels, reverse mortgages, whatever it might be, how would they get a hold of you?
602-595-1233. Give us a call or find us online at galaxylendinggroup.com.
All right. Harold, thanks a million for coming in this hour. I appreciate you letting me lasso you in to cover this topic every once in a while.
My pleasure, Rosie. Love it.
All right. Folks, we've got some tickets here to give away before we end today's broadcast. If you're a fan of professional basketball and love our Phoenix Suns, they have a game against the Orlando Magic this coming Friday, November 10th. It's a 7 p.m. start. Phoenix Suns versus Orlando Magic. Two tickets very graciously provided by our flagship station in Phoenix, Arizona, KTAR. Let's just say be the first caller to Rosie on the house at 1-888-767-4348. First caller gets tickets to Friday, November 10th's game, Phoenix Suns versus Orlando Magic. The game starts at 7 p.m. Don't dial KTAR's number. Maybe you want to travel from WikiUp to come see the game. Dial the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. That's Suns and Magic. Well, folks, I hope y'all appreciated everything we crammed into today's broadcast. If you didn't catch all of it, there's parts of it you're not going to want to miss. At 7 a.m., we had our good friend and author and travel writer, Mr. Roger Naylor, in talking about his most current book, The Cole Brothers. Now, he's going to be out at Sibley's West in Chandler this afternoon for a book signing, where they're also going to have a Chevy car show out there. So Sibley's West Gift Shop. Roger will be there. You have copies of his book, The Kolb Brothers, just a great story about two guys that founded the Kolb Studio in the south rim of the Grand Canyon. His other books, Burgers and Boots is a great one, as well as Route 66. And he's working on another issue right now. His next book will be, he has visited one of each of the state parks in Arizona over the past few months, and he's going to write a book including the stops and what to see at each of the state parks. In today's Arizona Republic, in the Explore Arizona section, he has a great article on State of Greats, 22 reasons to be thankful you live in Arizona. 8 o'clock hour, we had John J. Harper in, as well as Joyce Richner from the Oracle Historical Society, where she works at the Steam Pump Ranch, right at the base of Pooch Ridge with her Heritage Garden. I thought that was an incredibly great hour. 9 o'clock hour, we had the Registrar of Contractors in here to talk about the sophistication of people who are trying to steal money from you. Mobile traveling organized crime. Please be careful. As well as David Byrne of Green ID. And we finished the show with Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group. And next week, we're going to be talking everything solar and how it's all going to be changing in the very near future.